السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to Sahaba Profiles. We continue the discussion now on the life of Ikrima bin Abi Jahl رضي الله عنه. We spoke about how his wife, after securing amnesty for him, went in pursuit of him. She found him on the coast. She convinced him to come back. On the way, he wanted to be intimate with her, like how husband and wife are intimate. She refused. She told him, because I am now a Muslim and you are a mushrik. Then they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Nabi of Allah told the Sahaba that Abu Jahl's son Ikrima is going to come, is going to accept Islam. Do not say anything that will offend him with regards his father, because it serves no purpose. His father cannot be offended now. His father is gone, and it will only offend him. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam embraced him with a great degree of happiness. And we spoke about the big-heartedness of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the willingness to forgive those people who put him through the most difficulty. And then how Ikrima radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, and how he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make dua for him, that Allah should forgive all his acts of animosity and all the bad things that he said. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made that dua. And then he took a vow and he said, whatever money I spent against Islam, I'm going to spend double of that in favor of Islam. Whatever effort I made against Islam, I'm going to make double the effort in the favor of Islam. And what transpired thereafter, we explained towards the tail end of our last discussion. He became a very pious person, engrossed himself greatly in ibadah, excessively used to recite the Quran, and he would hold the book of the Mus'haf and he would put it on his face and say, Kitabu Rabbi, Kalamu Rabbi, and he used to cry out of the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now what happened is much later, after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ikrima radiallahu anhu was part of the army on the occasion of Yarmouk. And what happened there is the battle became very intense. And at that time, there was definitely a need for some heroics. And Ikrima now, you know, threw himself totally without concern, totally without, you know, any form of defense, throwing himself vigorously into the enemy ranks. So Khalid radiallahu anhu raced to him and pulled him back and told him, لا تفعل يا إكرمة فإن قتلك سيكون شديدا على المسلمين. Don't just go and throw yourself at the enemy like that, because if you die, it's going to be a big blow, you know, a big moral blow for the believers. They look up to you. You're one of the, you know, one of the leaders here in the army, and you are a respected personality. But he said, إليك عني يا خالد. He said, no, leave me, O Khalid, because you know what is my history. You know that I did so much against Islam, and I just feel that I need to atone for it. I need to atone for what I have done. Today, you know, there's a need for us to go and throw ourselves at the enemy to break those ranks, and I'm prepared to lead that. And I'm prepared to be in the front of that. And then he made a proclamation, ثُمَّ نَادَى فِي الْمُسْلِمِينَ مَنْ يُبَايِعُ عَلَى الْمَوْتِ, that who's willing to pledge allegiance to me, that we're going to go and fight till the death now. This is what is required in order for us to be victorious. So his uncle Harith bin Hisham, and Dirar bin Azwar, and about 400 from the believers, they told him that we are ready. And Ikrima radiallahu anhu proceeded, and they fought very gallantly and very courageously, until a number of them were wounded, fatally wounded. Harith bin Hisham, Ayyash bin Abi Rabi'ah, Ikrima bin Abi Jahl. And what happened is that that famous story about you know, Sahaba and how they gave preference to others over themselves. It transpired here. It was with regards to Ikrima bin Abi Jahl. It was Harith bin Hisham who called out for water. He was now in the throes of death and he wanted water. But then when the water was brought to him, he saw that Ikrima is also in the throes of death. So he said, take the water to him. And then when it came to Ikrima, he saw no Ayyash bin Abi Rabi'ah is also in the throes of death, and he sent it to him. And by the time they reached Ayyash, he had passed away. They brought the water to Harith, he had passed away. They brought it to Ikrima. All three passed away. Famous story. All three passed away without having taken a sip from the water, because they were giving preference to the need of the next man. And Allah talks about this quality of Sahaba, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. They give preference to others, even though they themselves have a need, even though they themselves have a need. Subhanallah. What a phenomenal, phenomenal story. What inspiration we learn from the Sahaba. We need to read these stories. We need to remind ourselves with regards to the lessons and the qualities that we can learn from the lives of Sahaba, so that we can endeavor to meet that benchmark and to follow in those noble footsteps. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us from amongst those fortunate ones who will look at Sahaba as our role models, as our benchmark, as the golden standard, and endeavor to live our lives as close as possible to that particular standard. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.